here's a story from The World.
Apple is running into some hot water right now. Across the globe, the tech giant is coming under scrutiny for the way it does business through its App Store. Regulators and developers accuse Apple of anti-competitive practices. That allegation is at the heart of a landmark trial that got underway in the U.S. today. Apple is facing off against Epic Games, maker of the hugely popular game Fortnite. This trial begins just days after European regulators said Apple is breaking EU competition rules. The World's Lydia Manalidou is on the line from Athens to talk all this through with us. So a lot's going on with Apple at the moment, Lydia. Let's start outside the U.S. in Europe. Why are European officials accusing Apple of breaking EU competition rules?
Right, so the case in Europe has to do with a complaint that started with the music streaming service Spotify, and at the heart of this case is what's known as the Apple tax. So say an iPhone user downloads an app like Spotify on their phone, and they want to sign up for a subscription or buy something through the app. Apple gets to keep 30% of that. They get a commission. Companies like Spotify don't like this. Of course, Apple's argument is, if you want to be on our store and you want to have access to our 1 billion iPhone users, you need to follow these rules. And last week, the EU Commission, which has been investigating a complaint by Spotify, came out and accused Apple of violating EU competition law. They said that this controversial tax, quote unquote, that Apple imposes gets passed down to consumers, so it makes services more expensive. They said that it raises costs for Apple's rivals, because keep in mind, Apple also has its own music streaming service, Apple Music. And then finally, they said that the way that Apple forces all payments through its own systems gives them kind of a look into their competitors' data, which of course they could use in an anti-competitive way.
So how big of a deal is this? What could it mean for Apple in Europe and for iPhone users?
The fact that Brussels issued formal charges against Apple is a big deal, but it's also just the first step in what will probably be a years-long process as this moves through European courts. Experts I've spoken with told me that Apple is not in a good position here, and that if there is a ruling that they did violate EU competition law, they could be fined up to 10% of their global revenue. In the meantime, though, Marco, this is a really interesting moment for Apple, because it's coming under scrutiny not just in Europe, but also in countries like Australia, in Japan, and in the U.S., as you said.
Right. That case here in the U.S., the maker of the game Fortnite versus Apple, that trial gets underway today. Remind us, Lydia, what that case is about.
Yeah, these two companies, Epic and Apple, have been in kind of a really dramatic showdown for a few months now. It started last summer when Epic created its own payment system that basically allowed users who had the Fortnite app on their iPhones to bypass Apple's fee, that 30% commission that I mentioned earlier. Apple immediately took the Fortnite app down from its app store, and then immediately Epic CEO hit Apple with a lawsuit. And now, as of today, they're in court. And Epic wants to prove that the way Apple runs its app store is anti-competitive. And this is a case that a lot of people are watching, not just in the U.S., but around the world.
What does Apple have to say about all of this?
I mean, Apple for a while has said that there's plenty of competition around and that it's not a monopoly abusing its power. Last summer at a congressional hearing, Apple CEO Tim Cook said that Apple competes for its customers and that it competes to have people make apps for its store, because there are plenty of other places where those apps could end up.
Android or Windows or Xbox or PlayStation. So we have fierce competition at the developer side and the customer side, which is so competitive. I would describe it as a street fight for market share in the smartphone business.
Well, I'm guessing we will see more evidence of that street fight as the cases in the U.S. and the EU move forward. The World's Lydia Manalidou, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Marco.
From PRX.